There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Welcome to your calls. We're going to chat for the entire hour. Whatever you'd like to chat about. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple of questions for you to ponder. West Fargo School right to reinstate a teacher who has now been cleared by a court. Charges dropped at the state level. Missed trial there. And now an internal investigation said the conversations he was having with the student were part of a program where teachers would interact and visit outside of school hours with an at-risk student. So you agree with their decision to reinstate him. I'll share the Facebook answers and welcome yours at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Presidential hopeful Mike Huckabee is under fire for likening the nuclear deal with Iran to marching the Israelis to the door of the oven. A reference to the Holocaust. Did he cross a line? We're going to talk about that today on the program. We started with the news of a third graphic Planned Parenthood video that has been released. And there is quite an outcry as a result of these calls for defunding Planned Parenthood. From a lot of the presidential candidates in Congress and in some states, congressional panels have announced investigations into Planned Parenthood practices. What should happen? By the way, Planned Parenthood is warning the news media, don't air these undercover sting videos. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Don't air them. I don't share that concern, do you? I want to know what you think, so tell us that and more. Tomorrow, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us on the program for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're also going to tell you about a new tour that the new chancellor of the North Dakota University System is doing across North Dakota to get to meet folks. Great idea by the new chancellor. Thursday on the program, Dave Haxtall, the now former head coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, new head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers. He's still in North Dakota. Visited with him a little bit yesterday. Good to catch up with him and said, hey, I'd love it if you'd come on the show and just talk a little bit about your time at UND and your time heading to the pros. So he's agreed to do that. It'll be Thursday in our second hour. So remember that. Put that on your docket, okay? I failed last hour to showcase one of our farmer friends, and I kept talking about Lucas, a farmer from Sterling, but you already heard from Lucas. Lucas was on the program I think not last week, but the week before. We want to find out what Wes has to say about GMO food labeling. So we're going to do that first, then we're going to get to your calls on all the topics of the day at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All that in a moment, but right now, what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? The North Dakota Farm Bureau helps us find out, and Wes, as I say, ranches and Hazen has some thoughts on GMO food labeling. Wes.
GMO technology in the ag industry has produced a tidal wave of innovation. As producers using GMO technology, we have been able to increase production using less resources, enhance conservation practices. It has created a more stable and low-cost food supply in the U.S. Government intervention in the GMO debate without science-based facts will stifle innovation and technology, placing us in a less competitive position globally and shifting the cost of the government intervention to the consumer.
Wes, thank you for that. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. ndfb.org to find out more. There you go. Simple as that. All right. Comment from last hour. Emailer says, as it relates to Planned Parenthood and some debate about what was stated in the videos and whether it was legal. John emails, Planned Parenthood specifically states they want to recover their costs, and if they can do a little better, that's okay too. They also admit to illegally modifying their techniques to preserve the most valuable parts. That is against the law. The ability to deceive oneself is incredibly potent. I've been referring to one of the callers last hour, that was deceiving themselves, I think, a tad. John in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John. Hey, John, are you there? John?
John?
John, Joe's here.
Oh, Joe's here.
Oh,
I don't
Joe.
Know.
How about Joe? Well, we can talk to Joe, I guess.
Bum information.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joe in Bismarck. Go ahead, Joe.
I wanted to
Joe,
talk about
John.
This.
John. Yeah.
I want to talk about this. This three Supreme Court justices that said they're Catholic, and especially Sotomayor, Kagan, and Kennedy, who all voted for gay marriage. Now, as a Catholic, Catholics are not for gay marriage. So it just kind of, why would three Catholics vote for gay marriage? So it kind of gives me the thought of what's really going on here. You have Biden's a Catholic, Pelosi's a Catholic, and who else we got on the list? We got a few of them, but they seem like they're all Democrats, and they call themselves Catholics. And it just, I don't know, it's the pompous attitude of some of these people that would portray themselves as a Catholic and then be for gay marriage is just, they're not real Catholics. And I just wanted to make that point. What's really going on here? Are we being set up to, is this a big setup or, because I know a Catholic, I know the Catholic religion is against gay marriage, and that's all I have to say on the subject. I just wanted to make people aware of it. Goodbye.
All right, Joe, thanks for the call. A couple things. One, a lot of these candidates are asked during the confirmation process about their personal faith and whether they can separate that from the law. So I would guess if they were here, they would argue that while my personal beliefs are one thing, I am interpreting, you know, the Constitution and the law against what Congress has passed here. Probably explain it that way. But your larger point, I think, is a good one. I think, quite honestly, you know, to really understand the teaching of the Catholic Church, we had Bishop David Kagan on shortly after the Supreme Court decision, and really just did a beautiful job of explaining it. And for one, you know, it isn't against any person, right? The Church loves people. It's a matter of being able to differentiate a love for an individual versus a particular behavior or an act, and they do it very well. But unfortunately, I think there are a lot of people that might be Catholic by birth or raised up that don't absorb themselves in the actual faith or understand the teachings of the faith and separate the two out. Whether the Supreme Court justices could be put in that camp, I guess I'll leave to somebody else. I'm as disappointed in any in the votes, that's for sure. James in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. James, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I was calling about the Planned Parenthood issue that I keep hearing about on the radio. Everybody keeps discussing how Planned Parenthood should have their funding cut. Why isn't anybody mentioning that charges should be brought against people that are actually attempting to sell the parts, not Planned Parenthood themselves?
You mean
they want to hold the organization responsible for what people are doing, individuals.
Right, the actual individuals that work for Planned Parenthood. You mean.
Yes.
Yeah,
it is illegal, and that's understandable. The people that are arranging for the sale of parts should be the ones held responsible.
Well,
anytime a police officer gets caught in corruption, you don't try to shut the police department down.
Yeah, but, you know, Planned Parenthood ought to be shut down in my mind. But, you know, whether that's doable, I don't know. Maybe you start somewhere else. And I certainly don't think that you get taxpayer money. But I also take your point to the extent it's illegal behavior. You know, who's the most culpable here? I think that's the one good thing out of this horrific ordeal, and now we're up to three videos that expose it. There'll be congressional investigations. There'll be investigations in each of the states. I think this is going to get some extraordinary scrutiny. So You know, I think those questions you're raising, James, are going to be brought front and center, be my guess.
That's my biggest issue with the video. Honestly, I'm pro-choice. I think a woman has the right to decide whatever she wants. So I'm not against abortion. I'm not against Planned Parenthood. I just think that instead of attacking the organization itself, it should be going after the individuals.
Yeah, I would say both. I wouldn't exonerate Planned Parenthood here. I mean, in other words, I don't think these people are doing anything that Planned Parenthood didn't okay. Do you?
Well, if it comes down the line that there's internal memos, emails, or anything like that directly from Planned Parenthood laying out prices and encouraging them to sell, then yes, they should be held accountable for that. But until anything like that is proven, it falls on the individual, not the organization.
And you're not the first to say, hey, I'm with Planned Parenthood on some stuff, but not this. You know, pro-choice folks that are against this, I think, are being very courageous here. Thanks. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID-blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
We're gonna win, we're gonna score.
Hey, we're loading up the What's on Your Mind Fun Bus and heading for the Twin Cities for Twins Baseball. Come aboard the bus, I'll be there. We'll do the show live on our way down to the Twin Cities. We'll be Fargo Thursday morning, August 13th. Great seats behind home plate, $129 for your tickets and your ride, and $100 when you get a hotel room in Fargo before or after as well. Come on and join us. Dave Noah's Remax Realtors, our fine sponsor for the Twins Fun Bus. August 13th, call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On What's on Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. Your Apache sprayer dealer, well, right now they have, are you ready for this? 2016 models released now. That's right, you can come on and see those. And deep discounts on all the remaining 2015 models. They have low interest financing as well. HighPlainsApache.com, if you're under a little browsing right now. Or better yet, just come have a cup of coffee. Pot's on right now at the Mandan location. cruise on in there across from Bonanza on across Maine. Or in Fargo, exit 60, right in the southeast corner of that I-29 and exit 60 exchange there south of Fargo. It's in Frontier, North Dakota. And the 2016 models have been released. There's deep discounts on all the remaining 2015 models and low interest financing. Great deal. So check it out. Don't forget they have the ET Ag Center too. 50,000 of the best parts in the industry. They don't have it. That's pretty rare, but they'll have it to you in a day or two. You in that Huckabee video handy, Todd? This is Mike Huckabee responding to the uproar over his likening the nuclear deal to marching the Israelis to the door of the oven. Did he cross the line?
Did you just say nuclear?
I always mess that up. It's Newton.
This is where I'm missing the Family Guy drop. Silly, it's nuclear. The S is silent. It's a line in Family Guy.
Nuclear, yeah. Nuclear.
Anyway.
Nuclear.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I had to call you out on that one.
George Bush taught me how to say nuclear. And he was a former president. So
true,
if
that's true.
Say,
you're right.
Anyway. Go ahead and roll it.
Absolutely, I do. The last time the world did not take seriously threats that someone was going to kill massive amounts of Jews, we ended up seeing 6 million Jews murdered. We didn't take it seriously. The Iranian government, we're not talking about a blogger here, we're talking about the Iranian government, has repeatedly said that it's going to be easier to take the Jews out because they're all concentrated in Israel. We won't have to go all over the world and hunt them. They used the word Holocaust. They used that word in talking about what they wanted to do. They refused in this negotiation to recognize Israel's right to exist. They refused to tone down their rhetoric and continue to say that the Holocaust did not exist and that they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the map. When people who are in a government position continue to say they're going to kill you, I think somebody ought to wake up and take that seriously.
So he's not backing down at all, is he right? I think he is. I think we need this wake-up call. I really do. And I got a kick out of President Obama yesterday criticizing Mike Huckabee about it really what we ought to be examining is the deal, the particulars, not somebody's commentary on it. Here's some of your comments online. It's no secret they want Israel off the map. Truth is truth. Kenny says, if the nuke fits. Cameron says, no, he went too far. He crossed the line. John says, so let me see if I get this straight. We have people who negotiated a deal to provide a terroristic nation with the means to destroy an entire nation because of the prevalent religious belief of that country. This is after the terroristic nation has already displayed the motivation to do so. The net fruit of the negotiation is that Iran gets the cash, sanctions are lifted, they can continue enriching uranium, and there will be zero-day breakout for weaponized uranium in just a few years. Meanwhile, American citizens being held captive there are not released as part of the negotiation. The people who negotiated this deal have given us the best alternative, and the man who speaks truth to what actually just happened has crossed the line. Oh, brave new world. Yana says, of course he didn't cross the line. Don says, watching Chamberlain-esque diplomacy should scare everyone. Laurel says, Huck tells it the way it is. Thank God for that. I'm so sick of wimpy politicians that are so politically correct. They skirt what is happening and will happen. Call a spade, we can handle it. Stop and think about it. We are seeing sheep following just like what happened in Germany. We need to hear it. I'm with Laurel. Where are you? Let us know. Bob in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, I got two things. One on GMOs. You know, there's about 70 countries in the world that will not accept GMO-modified anything. They just won't allow it. And to have it shoved down our throat that we don't even get the opportunity to choose whether we want to eat it or not is just absolutely ridiculous. And it just goes to show you the government is telling us what to do. And if you don't like it, tough, you're going to do it anyway. And about Planned Parenthood, I just think that the funding should be stopped immediately. And it's just absolutely ridiculous that I saw a commercial on TV yesterday about, you know, the abusement of dogs and animals and stuff like that. And I'm wondering, you know, this whole country is so concerned about, you know, animals being abused and stuff like that, which is a bad thing. I understand that. But what about abortion? You know, what about, you know, the, like the lady said that was eating a salad, crunching it in the wrong place, seems to be acceptable to everybody, but they'll spend millions and millions of dollars on dog commercials, and nobody is even considering what that baby is going through that's being ripped out of the womb. It's just beyond. This country is just on the wrong path, and it's just it's a country full of cowards, if you ask me, because no one is sticking up for these people. These unborn children, no one is sticking up for these politicians or calling these politicians out for whatever they're doing. It's not what America wants, yet America is just following along. It's just absolutely ridiculous. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. Here's some others that have come in during the breaks. Go ahead and roll those, Todd.
To know why these people from Planned Parenthood aren't arrested and in jail and their offices raided. You know, if somebody else is caught on video admitting to some other crime, they're most likely arrested and at least held for investigation, and they're going to have a search warrant based on that video to find out what's going on. Well, these people are just running around like nothing ever happened. They should be in jail pending investigation. I just don't understand that.
Appreciate the call.
Hey, I need a higher price for my wheat. I need to cover my costs. But my costs include a cruise to Jamaica and the payment on my camper. So see what you guys can do about that. Hey.
Taking my call this morning. Sorry, I was so shook up. Scott, you mentioned that the American people need a 2x4 up the side of the head. Yeah, well, you know, can a just God let this stuff continue? I think we're going to get the 2x4.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, we're getting one. I hope people are awakening as a result of it, though.
Cruising the camper. I love that one.
Love that call. Yeah, because what he's referring to is obviously that, well, for one, a call last hour said, well, there's nothing illegal if they're just getting their cost for these funny ones. So, again, that's what I was trying to point out. Well, you know, that's a game you can play, right?
Yeah. I'm selling meth, but just to cover my cost, so I'm not doing anything illegal yet.
Yeah, exactly. And the cost of his wheat does include that. Price of the camper and the trip to Jamaica.
It's not a fair world out there, is it?
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
We're gonna win, Twins, we're gonna
go. Let's go watch the Twins baseball.
Hey friends, it's Scott Hammond inviting you to join us for a Twins Fun Bus trip to the Twin Cities Thursday, August 13th. Game time's 12:10, so we'll leave Fargo early Thursday morning and come back right after the game. Just $129 gets you the comfy ride down to the Twin Cities and a great seat behind home plate. At $100, get a hotel room in Fargo too. Call now to sign up. Tickets are going fast. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Ask for Marie.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Brought to you part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. And if you're looking for a great career and you're a technician, you're going to want to call a number I'm about to give you, because these folks really have a wonderful company. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in America. They've been at this a lot of years, Minnesota company, and their Polar Service Centers, about 30 of them around the country, now in Killdeer, North Dakota, Billings, Montana, soon in Williston as well, are in need of new technicians. And they pay Bakken wages up to $35 an hour, housing allowance, your choice of accommodations in a townhouse, or a $750 a month housing allowance, and great benefits. Best in the industry. So, some great jobs. You know somebody that's a technician, work on tank trailers? Tell them about this deal. Have them call Terry, human resource manager there at Polar Service Center, 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. If you need a tank part, they have it for you. Bottom line. Lots of calls waiting. Let's get back to it here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Phil in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, Phil. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Okay, about this business with Planned Parenthood, I told you before I'm pro-choice, but they have crossed the line here. They're very, very strict laws. We don't sell human body parts in this country. We just don't do it. And it's just unjustifiable, right? Whatever your choice, whatever your stand is on abortion, it's a personal matter. I'm not going to get into that argument. But selling body parts for profit, uh-uh. And this is symptomatic of what's happened with a lot of organizations in a lot of history. They may have been started out for good reasons, but they've turned into big businesses. Ducks Unlimited would be another good example. You know, a bunch of guys like ducks, now it's $532 million a year budget. Sierra Club, Humane Society. There's been problems with the Red Cross and United Way in different parts of the country. And this is unconscionable. And to defend them, the defense that the tapes were edited, the full tapes, the full videos, unedited videos are available online. And any newspaper, including the Tribune, to print anything, including a letter to the editor to reference edited tapes, is really disingenuous, and I'm being charitable with that word.
Yeah, good points, Phil. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's see Johnny on the road. Johnny, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to make a quick comment about the nuclear deal with Iran. Benjamin Netanyahu has made it clear there's not going to be another Holocaust. Let them go ahead and enrich uranium, because Israel will open up a can of you-know-what. Well, not just a can. They'll open up the whole case. They'll make a parking lot out of Tehran. Let them do it.
Yeah.
That's
interesting, interesting point. Appreciate the call, Johnny. Thank you. Well, I'm going to keep going here because there's lots of calls, so I'll save my comments. Mike, on the northwest angle up in Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm glad I get down to the Grand Forks, Red River Valley area every now and then. I can pick up your show. I appreciated the comment about a wake-up call about a 2x4. I did read a couple of days ago that another federal judge has struck down North Dakota's latest attempt to limit abortion. North Dakota legislature and its wisdom said, well, when we can detect a fetal heartbeat, which can be as early as 6 weeks, but the federal judge said no. If I was in North Dakota legislature, I'd say, okay, 8 weeks. The federal judge will say, no, 12 weeks, 14 weeks, 18 weeks, 36 weeks. Where are you going to draw the line? And that then would make a fool of the federal judiciary, because then they're going to say, okay, 12 weeks is okay, 13 weeks, no, or vice versa. So keep going back with the weeks, and eventually the federal judge is going to say, hey, I better quit playing God here. That's the end of my comment, and thank you for the service you do, Scott.
Wouldn't that be nice if we could get judges to get out of that business? I mean, regardless of your position on the issue, the 10th Amendment says, hey, states, if we don't specifically state it in the Constitution, then it's yours to decide. So, that, you know, there's another example of the 10th Amendment being shredded there. And obviously science would lead people to believe if it's a heartbeat, it's a life, right? So, you know, to me, it should, states should be up to decide for themselves where they're going to draw that line. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Where they drew it made some sense. All right, so northwest angle to Lake of the Woods. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott, and thank you for taking my call. I just have a real quick comment about abortion. I am curious, it's a rhetorical question, I guess, but would the left view abortion the same if abortions were performed with guns? And that's my comment for you. Thanks.
Say that one more time.
I said, would the left have the same viewpoint of abortion if abortions were performed with guns?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Wow. Yeah, I take your point, Tom, but it's not one I'd rather explore right now because it just it's quite offensive. But I hear where you're going with it. I hear where you're going with it.
I know it's rhetoric or hypothetical, but
you know, these are the kind of things that it's the equivalent of Mike Huckabee saying what he's saying, you know, and in my mind, creating a wake-up call as a result of what he's saying.
Right.
And I don't see people too upset about it. We have a lot of folks on our Facebook page who just asked him, okay, did he cross the line with these comments? And the argument is not here that he's crossed any line. Folks don't agree. I want to talk a little bit about the Aaron Canodal case, too. Touched on at the beginning of the show, but we haven't had a lot of time to talk about it, but for folks that didn't follow this closely, Aaron Canodal was a West Fargo teacher. He was Teacher of the Year one year, a few years back. You know, so had some accolades, prominence. He was put on trial, charged, and that's kind of a separate story almost. The Cass County State's Attorney, would be Birch Burdick's office, didn't decide whether or not to pursue charges because Aaron Canole's wife is in the she's in the probation office. So there would have been a conflict of interest with some of the folks there. So they deferred it and pushed it off, and the state ultimately pursued it. And a lot of people are upset about the fact that the state pursued this, saying there were not charges there. And, of course, that viewpoint has been exonerated from the standpoint that, you know, you had a mistrial, charges dropped, and nothing happened. But by all accounts, this fellow's been put through quite a lot, okay? So the court clears him. Then it's time for West Fargo to do its own investigation. I have in front of me the report they did. They have cleared him. He's been reinstated. So cleared by a court, cleared by an internal school investigation. So they say, you're back. You're back on the job. Did they make the right decision? Yes. Said Julie. Shelley, yes, I also don't know him, but Philly's been cleared, and she needs to stop harassing him. She being the former student who's now been identified as well. Scott says, yes, give this guy his life back. I bet he'd feel like that. without question, as though he needs his life back given what he's been put through here. Can you imagine? Tony says it appears at the very least he didn't respect common sense boundaries, but if the courts and a school investigation cleared him, you have to give the guy a second chance. I initially said the exact same thing. I said, look, the sexual relationship, as it was alleged, is a he said, she said. Okay? But you can't have that amount of texts and phone calls and not have something be amiss here. What, you know, that suggests a lack of judgment. That was sort of my opinion in the whole ordeal. And now I feel differently about that, learning what I've learned. And by the way, why didn't this come out in the court proceedings? I have no idea. But here's why I think differently about that. Evidently, Mr. Canodal's interactions, including phone calls with a student, were well-intended on his part. According to this, I'm reading from the school investigation. In fact, he was fulfilling a challenge by the school presented through professional development activities to reach out to one or more struggling students to establish a mentoring relationship to support and to help such students. Mr. Canodal did communicate with a counselor of the nature of some of the issues shared with him by the student. None of these issues rose to the level of mandatorily reportable concerns in their opinion of the counselor or Mr. Canodal. Even though he expressed to us that he had been somewhat frustrated with the amount of time and energy he was devoting to his mentee, he had failed to set limits on when and for how long phone contacts would be acceptable. Though this was an error in professional judgment, it does not rise to the level of an adverse consequence relative to his employment or licensure, in our opinion. It is a learning opportunity for the district and for the profession as well, which points in the direction of better guidance through professional development policy and or professional code of ethics or conduct. Again, he was, so what I initially, when this was reported, thought, okay, that's inappropriate. You don't have that much of a, you know, of a dialogue outside of school with a student. Here it was something he'd been asked to do. So, a very important piece of this whole story that has been left out all along. That is interesting. Julie says, yes, they made the right decision. He's been cleared of all the charges. Janet says, now where does he go to get over the $250,000 back that this has cost his family? Where do they repair the toil this prolonged stress has taken on them? How does he go back to being North Dakota Teacher of the Year, looked at with approval and admiration rather than being looked at through sidelong glances, whispered about, and worse? David says, I think the jury got it right and sort of the school board. Interesting points. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the comments there. Welcome on this. Leon in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Scott. A couple of issues that you guys touched on are really, really big issues. One I wanted to touch on is the Iran deal that was inked out by this administration. Marco Rubio made some really, really good cogent points when he asked if Israel decided to preemptively strike a facility in Iran because they had good intel that, you know, they were cooking up some nukes over there, would we, the United States, then be obligated to attack or retaliate against Israel? And if you read the language in this, well, what we've been able to glean from these really secretive guys, the language reads like that, that we would be obligated to protect Iran's interests, nuclear interests. So I think that that is very, very concerning, and I'd like to get your opinion on that. And
hang on for the other point. We are up against the break. We'll finish on the other side. Leon, stay tuned. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up with a 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and two cookies. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, two for $1. Nestle Water, the 20-packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop Tarts, two for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, three for 99 cents. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottahay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Wes, who ranches by Hazen, has some thoughts on GMO food labeling.
GMO technology in the ag industry has produced a tidal wave of innovation. As producers using GMO technology, we have been able to increase production using less resources, enhance conservation practices. It has created a more stable and low-cost food supply in the U.S. Government intervention in the GMO debate without science-based facts will stifle innovation and technology, placing us in a less competitive position globally and shifting the cost of the government intervention to the consumer.
Thanks, Wes. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, back to Leon and Fargo. So you were you wrapped up your comments on the Iran deal, specifically with some concerns, which, by the way, I share, about what it requires of us in defending Iran and their stockpiles in the deal. And you want to say something about the huckster?
Oh, I totally agree with Huckabee. I totally agree, and I don't understand all of the angst coming from the other side. It'd be different. Just like he said, if this was just one Iranian blogger or just some, you know, obscure person saying we want to wipe Israel off the map, or, you know, that they're all in a centralized location, so it'd be easy to kind of deal with them, that sort of thing. But this is the leaders of a country that is actively seeking to, one, get nuclear weapons, and two, actively seek to destroy the, Israel as a nation, as a state, and as a people. They want to eradicate them. That's genocide. That is what the Holocaust was all about. So why are we nitpicking on semantics? It just cheeses my grits when I hear folks, you know, kind of besmirching Huckabee because he said something to this nature. And I think he's 100% accurate. The Supreme Court here, the Eighth Circuit here in North Dakota, I believe has done a severe disservice to the folks, the good folks in North Dakota, because we said we will not participate in the macabre practice of murdering, stopping the hearts of little babies, of children. And our Supreme Court said, you know, that's too restrictive, you know, to the Planned Parenthood folks and the folks down there on Robert Street or NP Avenue. That's too restrictive for them, for us to make a law like that. And so they walk it back. I think that, and I don't know exactly what the steps are to get this remedied, but I think the folks of North Dakota need to have a show of force, a show of not violent force or anything like that. But I think we need to organize something that says without a shadow of a doubt that we do not agree. We agree with life. We agree that, you know, stopping the heart of a baby is a horrible thing. And these folks make money apparently coming and going. Whether or not your kid lives or dies, or if they participate in the murder, they're going to make money off of it. When are we going to stop? When are we going to have a come-to-Jesus moment before Jesus comes to us? I mean, he can't keep turning a blind eye to what's going on. When are we going to wake up? And I guess that's my 2 cents. Thanks. Thanks, Scott.
That's a good 2 cents. Thanks, Leon. Appreciate the call. The emailer says, GMO labeling is a bad idea, going back to Wes's comments from earlier. And the hysteria behind GMOs has gotten way out of hand. When you get the time, here's a fantastic article on why GMO labeling should never see the light of day. An article from Scientific American. Thank you for that. Texter says, this is Brent. The Planned Parenthood topic has me so disturbed I missed my exit off I-94. Could you play some Jimmy Buffett bumper music and send my mind back to the happy place? Let's get him back to the happy place here, Todd. Can we do that for him? This is Brent, this is for you.
In my carnivorous habits, made an L 700 a day. Losing weight without speed, eating sunflower seeds.
Hate to be responsible for somebody missing their exit. That's
exactly
good.
Yeah, we want to get them back on track now.
Yeah.
I don't think we were responsible. Here we go.
Put a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise.
There you go. Exactly right. We got the Leon the cheesing his grits, and we got Brent getting a little Jimmy Buffett cheeseburger in paradise to get back on track. Ron and Kildare, quickly, last call of the day. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Iranian deal. It sounds to me from a lot of your callers that they think there's something in between the deal we have now and war. So I don't believe that. I believe that unless we take this deal we got now, soon or a little bit sooner into the future, we're going to be going to war with Iran. Now, I do not back a war with Iran. I back negotiations, diplomacy, anything that it takes to stop a war that the Republicans seem to be so encouraged to do. And that's my thoughts for today.
All right. Well, I would imagine there's a lot of folks that want to respond to that. Unfortunately, they'll have to wait till tomorrow. Ron, appreciate the call. We will tell you about a new tour, with the new chancellor of the North Dakota University System that is happening. You'll want to get that on your calendar, being in another number of communities, chance to interact tomorrow on the program. We're also going to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the weekly talk radio town hall. Thursday, in our second hour, Dave Hextall, new coach of the Philadelphia Flyers, former UND hockey coach, joining us on the program, too. So lots to cover yet this week. And, of course, 24-7, we answer our phone, 855-200-1776. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the Internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.